Part 1. You will hear a telephone conversation between a park reservations employee and a woman who wants to book a campsite. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 6. Now listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 6.
Nature Park Services. How may I help you today?
Hello. I'm calling to make a campsite reservation.
Great. Let me just pull up the reservation form and we can get started. Okay. First, could I get your name?
Sure. It's Sandra Kemp.
All right, Ms. Kemp. I can make reservations for the Northern, Central, and Southern California parks. Which region will you be traveling to?
Is Mount Laguna in the central or southern region?
Is that where you're going?
Yes.
That's southern. Do you know which campground?
Actually, I was hoping you could help me with that. I've read a lot about two different campgrounds, Sunrise and Mountain, but I can't decide. Mountain Campground has many hiking trails close by. But then again, Sunrise Campground is next to the lake, and my husband loves to fish.
They're both really beautiful spots. I guess it depends on when you're going.
Really? Well, we're going in April.
The thing is, fishing at Sunrise Campground is only allowed from June to September. So I suggest Mountain.
Okay, then. That makes it easy.
So we've selected the campground. So now we need to think about which sort of site. There are different options. You can stay at a cabin, a tent, or a recreational vehicle campsite.
Which type of site offers the most peace and quiet?
A tent site would be your best bet.
That sounds good to me.
So, if you've read about the park, you probably know that some vehicles aren't suitable for the park roads. Cars tend to get stuck when it rains. If you have a truck, you won't have any trouble.
Luckily, we do. We'll be driving that instead of our car. I hope we don't get any rain, but I'd rather be safe than sorry.
Perfect. I'll just need to get your license plate number.
That's QY0918.
Thanks. And what about your trip dates?
We'd like to stay for 3 days.
Does that mean you'll be staying 2 nights?
That's right. We'll be arriving on April 10th and leaving on the 12th.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 7 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 7 to 10.
Now, the park is home to some black bears, so you'll need to rent a bear-proof food container to lock your food inside for hikes. It's really just a precaution. We have small, medium, and large food containers for campers.
Oh, I'm familiar with food containers, but they can be heavy.
Well, the large one is, but if you get the small size, it's not so heavy.
Let's do that. I really want something lightweight.
Would you be interested in signing up for a guided nature walk on the second day of your trip?
What kind of walk?
Well, at 7 a.m., there are 3 different ones near your campground. There's the flower walk, the bird watching walk, and the waterfall walk.
Really? I love gardening, so the flower walk sounds interesting. My son might be more into the waterfall one, but I can't imagine him getting up in time. Maybe I could go alone. Could you sign me up?
Sure. Now, just a few more things. Visitors must purchase park passes as well. You have the option of the one-day pass, which would be cheaper, or the one-year pass, which is a better deal if you plan to go to more parks.
Let's go ahead and get that. I'm sure we'll visit more parks soon.
It's a really good bargain. Plus, we donate $5 of the pass fee to one of our 3 park programs. You get to choose which one.
Park programs?
Yes. Well, we run a youth program for local kids to attend a nature camp in the summer. The other 2 options are conservation projects. There's a wildlife program and a tree planting program.
Wow, they all sound worthwhile. What should I do? It's important for children to appreciate the outdoors. Let's go with the youth program.
Okay. We just need to review the fee and payment information.
That is the end of part 1. You now have 1 minute to check your answers to part 1.